problem with music on Twitch is if it's a song that's copywritten, they will block it.
Right.
So the only thing you'll see is just us moving our mouth. You won't hear anything.
Right. You won't hear anything. Yeah.
So that sucks because we enjoy doing lists and different things.
Right, right.
Like I have the 10 iconic albums that flopped when they came out, but they were huge. You know,
we can't play any of the music from it, but we could certainly discuss it.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to play music from it. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So what I did is I went through and found some music that Twitch will allow you to have.
Oh, okay.
And we'll just say, like this, the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. And if you want to know what it sounds like, this.
Huge flop.
Huge flop when it came out. Sounds like this. Not really. So this is the Beach Boys.
You know what's so crazy? I know so little about the Beach Boys. You could tell me that's the Beach Boys, and I will think that's the Beach Boys.
And you would say, okay. So now we have the Ramones is the next band on the list.
Okay.
The Ramones in 1976. When it came out, nobody liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah, and here it is.
They hadn't found their groove yet.
Right. I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones.
No, that wasn't on the first album, was it?
I guess.
I Want to Be Sedated? No.
There's a bunch of stuff on it.
Okay.
All right, so David Bowie, The Rise of Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars. So when Nick came out, nobody really liked it.
Oh, wait a second. So you're giving me iconic albums that were a flop when they came out.
Right. That's then later on, they were like, wow, this is really, really good.
Okay. Well, no, I missed the whole segment here because I thought you were giving me famous people who wrote flop albums.
Iconic
albums that when they first came out did not do well.
And this is David Bowie.
Right.
This Spiders from Mars.
Right. This is Life on Mars. Take a look. Oh, I can't even sing, right? Can I sing?
Yes, you can sing, okay. I think.
Oh, okay. I won't, though.
We'll play another song by David Bowie here.
Okay.
Laura did it. He was before his time.
Yeah, he really was.
I think so.
We're allowed to play this?
I think.
Well, first of all, this is shocking for 1972.
That's what I'm saying. He was ahead of his time. When you hear about Spiders from Mars,
right,
you'll say, I didn't get it. But when you listen to it, it's so good.
This is the Moon Age Daydream remix that people don't know about.
No, see, this is from the original album. This is why you don't realize it. It's not the remix. It's the studio tapes. So that's David Bowie. In case you want to go back and listen to more David Bowie, you can listen to that. How about the Stooges?
Wait, now, let me just say that R. Robitaille said, uh-huh, please don't sing. That's it. And now I'm singing.
Okay, the Stooges from 1969. Nobody really liked it when it came out, but it was a really great album.
Sounds like that my grandparents might have liked.
Well,
I can't believe they were so hip.
It was 1969.
Right.
The Velvet Underground, do you remember them? When their album came out in 1967, nobody liked it. It ended up being a smash.
I've seen the cover with the Andy Warhol banana on it, but I could not tell you one. Who's famous that came out of Velvet Underground?
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed, okay.
Right, so the song Heroin was on this. And this is Heroin here.
Yeah, it definitely feels like Heroin.
So the next one is Springsteen and Greetings from Asbury Park. When it came out, nobody really liked it.
Well, because they didn't know who he was yet. He hadn't done Born in the USA. He wasn't famous yet.
But he was ahead of his time, too. So this is what Greetings from Asbury Park sounded like.
Are you sure you're allowed to play this on Twitch?
Yeah, okay. I guess. Can the people watching still hear us? Then I guess we can. Do you know this song?
Oh, no, it's not what I thought it was. I honestly thought it was something else.
Yeah, I think it's all songs you've never heard of before. All right, next on the list, the band Love.
Now, if someone's just joining us, they should know that we are trying to do a list of great albums by great artists that were flops when they first came out, but Twitch does not allow us to play the actual music.
Right.
So we have to play what music we're allowed to play. And this is crap we're allowed to play.
And this is the band Love. From 1967.
Oh.
Sounds like Love. Or that might be Springsteen.
Did you say Love, L-O-V-E?
Yes.
That's a band?
I guess.
Okay.
This is what they sound like. Really good band. I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to Love. I've never have been in Love. So
They sound like Steel Panther.
The Clash. Now, you've heard of The Clash.
Finally, a band I've heard of.
From 1977, The Clash, yeah. when the album came out, The Clash, nobody really liked it.
Wow, that's an iconic album now.
And this is the number one track off that album, which is London Calling. This is London Calling.
Oh, is it? It sounds more like Rock the Casbah. Interesting.
No, this is London Calling.
Okay.
This is the original. Yeah, it sounds really good now. I mean, when you go back and listen to it with new ears, it sounds pretty good.
It sounds very different than it would have sounded in 1977.
Bob Dylan, The Times They Are A-Changing.
Uh-huh.
Nobody liked it when it came out. Well, nobody really likes it now, but this is The Times They Are A-Changing from Bob Dylan. He was ahead of his time, too.
You know what? I'm with Rob. My ears hurt, too. Can we stop doing this now?
I'm playing you Bob Dylan. I'm turning you on to new music from 1964. Bob Dylan's cool.